Shin Zion Siv Base. Also, Lizgoy for Alim, one is not allowed to hire out workers. Lizgoy for Alim, not even allowed to tell a guy to hire workers on Shabbos. Happy Shaina Yisrael, Sarah Lazim Aloha, El Acha Shabbos. Even if the work does not have to be done on Shabbos, but the act of hiring somebody out is also to have a transaction which is also due on Shabbos. Shakol Mashu, also Lasa Yisrael. Also, let me lay Yehuda lasay. Anything that he's not allowed to do, he's not allowed to tell him. I'm going to do. I feel loy meloy koydim chashecha lasay se b'Shabbos also. There's an issur on Shabbos to tell him to do after Shabbos, and there's an issur also before Shabbos to tell him to do it on Shabbos. Muta loy meloy achal Shabbos. Let me lay zisa davar pleini Shabbos she'ova. Most of Shabbos, you could tell it. Why did you do this last week? So you're not telling him to do it next Shabbos. You just make a remark which will make him want to do it on the coming Shabbos. It's not on Shabbos, he's just in a remez which will cause him to do malacha on the next Shabbos, that is permitted. But if the guy does have malacha for him on Shabbos, you're not allowed to have enough from it till after Shabbos, because that we learned before, that if the guy does a malacha for you, you're not allowed to have enough from it on Shabbos, even if you did not request him to do it. Another case also, that if the guy did it, you could be nena, is if you're not really having any positive hanor. For example, a case where the guy put out a fire, or in a case that the light was on and he added to the fire, made it brighter, since you can manage the way you were beforehand, that small, limited extra hanor is not something of a zasar, even though the guy did it for you.